So today we have Digital Growth Institute's James Robert Lay talking about their latest training program, their digital growth training program, that is, for financial institutions. So you've got to check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we're talking a little digital marketing with Mr. James Robert Lay from Digital Growth Institute. How are you, James Robert?
I'm doing well, Mike. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well, sir. Hey, you guys have a pretty cool training program coming up here around the bend. It's called Digital Growth Training Program for credit unions and community banks. And just to give us, kind of start things off, give us a quick intro. Give us a quick summary on what this training program is all about.
Yeah, 6-month program. You know, we designed it to help credit unions, community banks, take their marketing, transform their marketing, maximize their digital growth potential, and really just provide them with a framework with clarity so that they can move forward into digital marketing with confidence.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that's the key word is just confidence.
Exactly, because it's changing so fast these days, and there's so many more marketing layers now, especially in the digital sense.
Yeah, you know, I mean, traditionally we think about digital marketing. Hey, we, you know, this community bank, this credit union, we have a website, we're doing some email marketing, we're doing some social media, but we're not seeing a lot of results.
Yeah.
We're very fragmenting. And that's the actual term I keep hearing from these marketers is we're doing all of this stuff. We're doing digital advertising even, but we're not seeing any results. We don't have a playbook or a blueprint to put all of this together.
Mm-hmm.
And so they feel overwhelmed, they feel frustrated, and oftentimes they feel confused. So we're wanting to help them overcome some of those feelings, some of those emotions, so that they can, you know what, I can do this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what I've seen is that this journey, it really begins with education.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I've had CEOs tell me, CEOs and CMOs, we just don't know what we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're wanting to help them kind of overcome what we deem as the fears, fear of the unknown, fear of change, and fear of failure.
Yeah.
And we really have to address each one of those in a methodical order. So we'll start with fear of the unknown. And that's like I said, that's the education piece. That's why we're doing this digital growth training program.
Yeah, because that kind of segues into my next question. Is like, why did you create it? Because it sounds like you've heard from the audience, you've heard their pain points, and now you want to help them. You want to answer and help out. And because it's all still so new, you know. So
it's new, but it's not new.
Okay.
So about 3 years ago, Adobe put out this report called the Digital Distress Report,
mm-hmm.
and it struck a nerve with us. And so we were like, how does this affect financial marketers? Because what Adobe looked at, they looked at about 7,000 marketers in all these different verticals, including financial services. What Adobe found, it almost echoes what we're finding in some of our planning and consulting engagements, is that there's this knowledge gap for financial marketers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's rooted in the fact that financial marketers traditionally have built their entire career up to this point around branches and around broadcast marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can help them get unstuck, or to quote Yoda, you must unlearn what you have learned.
Yeah.
It provides them for a path of growth personally,
mm-hmm.
as well as for their organization going forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think Adobe, the key point with that study for us was around 85% of marketers are having to learn digital on the job.
Yeah.
That's keeping them up. Literally, Adobe said that's keeping them up at night.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help these guys go to sleep.
Yeah.
And say, you know what? Tomorrow's going to be a better day.
Right.
Because I know what I need to know to do what I need to do to grow.
Well, we've also talked, you know, offline here that, you know, a lot of colleges aren't teaching the latest and greatest stuff. And so you go to your local college and say, hey, this is what's going on right now, which is huge. That practical knowledge is huge for folks coming right out of school.
Yeah. You know, it's so frustrating to see, you know, someone's coming out of college, and we hear it from even graduates that mm-hmm. say, you know, I'm coming out, I'm moving into this digital role. They hire me because they think that I'm young, that I know this stuff, because I do it every day. But the exact opposite is true. They're coming out with a good traditional marketing foundation, mm-hmm. for example, like the four P's. Yeah. But they don't know how to put that into the context, into an operating model within the digital realm. Mm-hmm. And so when I do go and I do guest lecture, they're like, wow, this is the coolest stuff that, you know, and that they've never heard before mm-hmm. from the textbook
yeah.
and from the professor. No one's to blame for this.
Right, right.
It's just changing.
It's
so
changing
rapid.
So fast. Exactly, exactly. So can you give us a couple of nuggets, just kind of a couple of teasers of what your students will be learning in this course?
Yeah, you know, think of this as a foundation.
Okay.
And so what we're going to be doing is we're teaching off of our digital growth blueprint. Mm-hmm. And this is what we use in the real world mm-hmm. when helping community banks, when helping credit unions map out their opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so this really begins, once again, as the foundation. And so we'll begin the program looking at the landscape as a whole, the changing consumer, the changing competition, because I think many financial institutions, they know, yeah, all this stuff is changing, but particularly outside of the marketing department, you know, how fast is this changing mm-hmm. and what implications, particularly with the competition, does this have for us?
Right.
I mean, take, for example, SoFi.
Yeah.
Started as student lending, went into consumer lending, just made the announcement recently that they're moving into the checking space.
Oh, good.
And so this is it's a whole new world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of executives outside of the financial department, marketing department even,
yeah,
we just don't know what we don't know. And so we're starting here as a foundation, because once we get a lay of the land, then we can move into the next step. And that's, you know, defining a digital purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be taking a look at how to define consumer personas.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be looking at the psychological mind of today's consumer buyer and how to map out the digital consumer journey,
mm-hmm.
the different channels that we need. So like I said, it's really just a good framework so that they can say, you know what, this is what we need to do next, and we can move forward and grow with confidence.
Yeah, I mean, to this, when you're talking about that, it's, to me, you know, being, you know, putting myself into like a marketing position, it sounds very exciting and scary at the same time, because you have all these opportunities out there, and that's the exciting part of it. And it's so new and exciting and fun to do all that. But the scary part of it is the complexity of it now. It's like marketing is so much more complex because of the whole digital aspect of it now. And so having somebody like you in their corner or anybody like that would be such a huge help.
You hit the nail on the head. It is complex, and we understand that. And so, I mean, that's our entire mission here at Digital Growth Institute, is to simplify digital marketing so that banks and credit unions can continue to grow from good to great.
Yeah.
There's a lot of legacy, and there's a lot of credit unions and community banks who've done a lot of good things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're just wanting to help them continue to stay relevant and continue down the growth and to see the growth that they've had, you know, in the past years.
So who is this course for? Who is it targeted for? Who's the audience?
I would say who's going to find the most value out of this is a financial marketer who is struggling getting buy-in to invest mm-hmm. in digital growth.
Mm-hmm.
We've opened this up to not just the marketing department.
Mm-hmm.
We're really wanting to have financial marketers join us, but invite others within their organization, other key stakeholders, others in the marketing department, so that they can speak a common language. Because if this knowledge is just kept in the marketing department, we have seen that we have to get buy-in from other key stakeholders, particularly at the C-suite level,
mm-hmm.
to get true investment. And at that point, we're really talking like cultural transformation. So let's just take this bite by bite, baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to learn what the opportunities are. Then we can get to the next step of this. We can gain commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can get a plan. But before a lot of marketers are even getting a plan, they're having to gain this buy-in. And so we're taking a few steps back. So it's really for a financial marketer who is struggling to get buy-in.
Yeah.
They know that they need to change, but they're not sure what they need to do because of that complexity, because they've been rooted in legacy marketing systems and thinking. We're going to help them break free from that with this program.
Right on. And one of the things I forgot to mention at the top of the show here is that one of the cool things besides the content that you're going to provide is that this course is online. You don't have to get on a plane and travel anywhere. You don't have to carve out, you know, massive hours of your schedule. This is all online stuff. Can you add to that, James?
Yeah, so we've been doing this training program now for the past 3 years in Houston, and a couple times a year. Every single time we would sell out this program. And so we kept hearing from other financial marketers, from banks and credit unions saying, you know what, can you just bring this online? Because I don't have the travel budget to come and spend 2 days with you. And so we kept having these conversations. We said, yeah. I said, what if we broke this down as well to where it's not compressed in like a 2 day period, but it's over a much longer period of time. So it's easier to digest and more importantly, retain the information and the insights that we're sharing. And so 6 month program, 3 semesters, bi-weekly classrooms with bi-weekly coaching. We're going to hold you accountable to help you keep moving forward.
Perfect.
We don't want you to get stuck.
Perfect.
Commitment 2 to 3 hours a week. And so if you could almost build this into your schedule to where you're working as at least a minimum of a marketing department, kind of make this, you know, just every week, we're going to come together for 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
I guarantee you will see growth and you will see progress going forward.
Well, and because of today's technology and the advancement we made, it's totally interactive, right? I mean, you can, like you said, you have the coaching aspect of it. So I'm sure there's going to be lots and lots of questions for you guys to help out. So it's going to be, okay, you do the curriculum, you got questions. Okay, field some questions and get right back to them. So I think that's the really cool part of it as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's really 3 different options here. It's learn on your own, which is there. I personally wouldn't recommend it because we have found there's a lot more accountability, not just from us, but from working with other financial institutions. There's a lot to learn from your peers.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That's why we offer kind of like a more of a middle, like a group coaching option.
Okay.
And then we have a more of a premium option, which is more of that kind of that one-on-one individual coaching. And so this is a really, it's a good step to say, you know what, I need to move in this direction, but I just don't have the buy-in to say, invest in to do a true formal plan. What we see a lot of times is this is the first step. And so clients will come through this program and then they say, you know what, we need some additional guidance just for us. And then they'll come back and they'll say, can you help us to document, to take what we've learned and document this into a plan based upon our situation. So think of this as a stepping stone you mentioned no travel, no hotels.
Yes.
No out of the office.
I love that aspect of it. Gosh, being on the road for these last few months, like, give me an online course where I can sit in my own chair and learn and take notes and stuff, you know?
You're not kidding. And my wife loves it too.
Yes, because you're home. I mean,
with 4 kids, she's like, are you really leaving again and leaving with 4 kids? That with this program, no. And and that was really the idea, is to make this something that literally financial marketers around the world could participate in and gain value from.
Such a great idea. Great idea. All right, before we wrap up, James Robert, let's look at the 64,000 foot level picture here. What is the main goal of this course for credit unions and banks, community banks out there? What do you want to achieve for them?
I want them to gain a framework, a new way of thinking. Thinking model, essentially, that they can take real world practical how-to insights. This isn't a course of why you should do it. This is how you can do it. And we've had some students take this, run with it, and truly transform their marketing departments, transform their bank, transform their credit union. And to look at some of these success stories, I think one, we had a student at our live program. I ran into him at a conference and he said, thank you so much. I said, for what? He said, I took what you learned and just took one piece. We applied it and they generated an additional $500,000. So $500,000 in additional net interest income for a program that they're running.
Wow.
And so this stuff works.
That says a lot right there. Yeah. All right. So where can folks find out more about this and register to attend?
So digitalgrowth.com/training, or just go to the website, go to what we do, go to the training program. We lay it out. If you have questions, you can just submit the contact form and we'll follow up and help you determine if this is a good fit.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Okay.
We want to make sure that this is a good fit for a financial marketer, for their institution, because it might not. And sometimes I've steered them away because of certain situations. So let's have a dialogue. Let's have a conversation about that. We're We're here to help.
All right. Great message to end on. James Robert Lay, thank you so much, sir. Digital Growth Institute and their Digital Growth Training Program coming up quick. So get over there and sign up, man. Thanks for the help. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me, as always. Appreciate it.
Indeed.